God's tender mercy. Banish forever your foolish, erroneous thoughts of God. You know the truth in your head. Now apply the truth in your heart, and the truth will set you free. Rid your long-developed, mistaken perception of a split personality God, the old being one of aggressive justice and fierce, ferocious judgment, the new being one of gentle grace that hardly knows how to say boo to a goose. You misrepresent your God. You speak falsely of your Lord and Saviour. You do not understand the yearning father heart of your Father in heaven. God, in infinite, gracious mercy, stooped to the pit of hell to rescue you. You know the truth in your head. Now apply the truth in your heart. To rescue you who took part in unholy rebellion against the glorious Creator, you know the truth in your head. Now apply the truth in your heart. To save you, a bitter son of disobedience, living in the lust of the flesh, you know the truth in your head. Now apply the truth in your heart. God, the dayspring from on high, in his tender mercy visited you. You know the truth in your head. Now apply the truth in your heart. To forgive you, alienated in thought, mind, and deed against his holy name. God's mercy is proclaimed four times as much in the old as in the new. Vast mercy was poured out over the head of man in the Garden of Eden. Endless mercy was showered on mankind in the Garden of Gethsemane. Infinite mercy continues to be showered over humanity as we journey to the Garden of Paradise, the New Jerusalem of God. But amidst the filth and hatred of this suffering, sin-soaked, sordid world, the joy of his mercy is oft-times shrouded behind unbelief or ignorance. Perceptions of a distant God playing sport with his hurting children ferment. And God is blamed for the ills that befall all of us in this fallen world. Stop pleading for mercy and start believing it to be true. Dismantled, long-developed, mistaken perceptions of a split personality God. Banish forever any foolish, erroneous thoughts of God, for he is not an angry God playing sport with his creatures. He has an eternal plan for good, for your good and mine. You know the truth in your head. Now apply the truth in your heart, and the truth will set you free. And you will discover the yearning father heart of your Father in heaven. You will discover him to be full of infinite mercy and eternal tenderness, tender mercy towards you, his precious child.